his men across the sea, and they got in a bad storm, and he was asleep. And they woke him up and asked him, didn't he care? And he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves and said, peace be still. He is the God of peace. Wow. He knows how to calm the storm of your life.
Right.
He calmed it. And they got to the other side. And we'll start reading in verse 1 of chapter Mark 5 and 1. We'll just read a verse or two. And I'll say a few things. The Bible said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, notice this here, immediately, notice that word, there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. Neither could any man tame him. The Bible went on to say, and always night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Looks like the Lord said there too, come out. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was a great, the Bible said, now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding, and all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And you know the record, Jesus gave them leave, and they left the man and went to the swine. And they ran into the sea, choked them. Verse 15 says, after they can't come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting, clothed in his right mind, and they are afraid. Well, I'm glad he's got the power tonight.
Amen.
You know, I think about this record. Jesus has got them in a ship. They're going to the other side to this country, and there's a man there that's possessed of devils. The Bible said here no man could tame him. The Bible said he was chained and broken. He had demonic powers that no man could do anything for. Think about this. This is a man that nobody could help. I mean, no man could help him. Only the Lord. And I believe this. I believe the Lord got on that boat with them men to go do what he went to do over there. He went over there to a man that nobody else could do anything for. No doubt they gave up on him. They probably thought there's no hope for him. Here's a man running around in tombs, setting them days over there. It's like they buried people in caves. And said, you know, that part of that country was demons and devils. And it looks like to me that man there that was possessed of devils hung around the dead and was cutting himself. And the Bible said, my friend, he wore no clothes. In one chapter, Luke said it, that this man here is just possessed under the influence of the devil. And Jesus Christ, the only begotten of God, God himself in flesh, the Son of God. Thank God gets off that boat, and soon as he does, this man meets him. And this man, thank God, under the influence of them devils, they knew who he was. That's why they said, torment us not. They knew that he had the power to put them in the chains of darkness. And that's why they said, thank God, let us go into them swine. There's probably a couple thousand pigs, thank God, that day. And when Jesus gave them leave, they ran down the hill. And when they got them pigs, run down the hill into the ocean and choked themselves. And thank God, this man, the next time they seen him, he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. What a difference he makes. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you tonight, there's always hope for a sinner. There's hope for the darkest demon, a devilish man that's my friend possessed. Hey, Jesus is greater, and there's nothing too hard for him. He got hold of your heart one day, and the devil had to flee. Amen. And when Jesus saves a man, he'll put him, thank God, in his right mind. Amen. That's right. He was sitting at his feet before night and day. Night and day, he's cutting himself and crying out around a bunch of tombs, running around without any clothes on. He's the most unrestful man I've ever read of in the Bible. He didn't have a bit of peace, didn't have a bit of rest within his own self. And now, praise God, he's sitting at the feet of him. Amen. Isn't that amazing what the grace of God can do? How that God can take an old sinner like me that didn't know nothing about God, didn't know nothing about salvation. Amen. I'd went straight to hell if I'd have died in that condition. But thank God, I'm glad he came to my country. Amen. And he got, thank God, where I was at. And brother, I tell you, when I came to him, and he came to me, which he came to me first. Amen. With the gospel. But when my heart broke to him and the power of God came into me, I'm telling you, thank God for peace and rest for my soul. And buddy, I'm telling you one thing. I wasn't unrestful no more. I didn't carry the burden around no more. I didn't have the guilt no more. Thank God I sit in a position. Thank God as he child and at his feet. Amen. That's a blessing, buddy. God, I'm telling you, that's amazing. That's amazing. I'm telling you, this is amazing. That this man here couldn't get no help. Hey, God, Jesus got the way he's at. Amen. We come. Amen. Notice this. He is sitting. He's sitting and clothed, man. He had on clothes. He didn't have no clothes on. You know, nakedness is a picture of destitution. I mean, it's dead people that don't have. Hey, God, somebody said they naked. That means they don't have no clothes. They don't have. It's they destitute. Why do you think Adam and Eve, even when they was in the garden and they figured out they're naked, when they see them, they try to cover up their nakedness. They sewed fig leaves. Amen. That's right. All through the Bible, nakedness is a curse. Well, the only time nakedness wasn't a curse was when they was in the garden before sin and the glory of God was around them. Amen. That's right. You know why? Because it's a picture of heathenism. It's a picture of sin. When you're naked, and we all come naked before God, we come in the world naked, and we'll leave that way. We won't take nothing with us when we leave out of this world. Amen. I like things here, but ain't nothing going. Amen, buddy. When they put this old carcass in a coffin, thank God, and shut the lid on it, there'll be nothing in it. Amen. I wouldn't mind the Bible being in there, but I'd rather somebody else to have it they can read. Amen. I won't be able to read it. I'm in heaven. Amen. I won't need a Bible there. Thank God I got the living word. Amen. Amen. People's all call up all these things. But brother, I'm telling you one thing, this man, thank God, didn't even have a pair of trousers. Didn't even have some clothes. Amen, to put on. And when Jesus, thank God, got the devil out of him, he had some clothes on. Amen. That's right. You know, we live in a stronghold of demon possession in the day we're living in. Now, I'm going to touch on some things tonight, and I'm not a politician. I'm a preacher. I don't look to Washington, I look to heaven. But God does have an ordained government. And God does put people in positions. He said, pray for them that are in authority. You want me to take right now what's going on in our country and prove to you of where we at? One man gets in the White House and tries to obey the law and keep the law of the land the way it's wrote, and there's protesters everywhere you can find. You know why it is? Because the light's been turned on. The light's been turned on and they don't like truth and they don't like right. And so they're fighting against what's right. And that's why they're holding them signs out there and they're, amen, it's a demonic oppression. Amen. And that's the way it is. It's demonic. And buddy, anybody ever has a light around and the truth around, the devil's a get mad. Amen. And I'll tell you one thing, when Jesus shows up, He'll change the whole thing. He'll change the whole thing. When man gets saved, thank God, friend, I'll tell you one thing. The Lord will change. He'll change the way you see it. He'll change how you dress. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Wonder where he got them clothes at. I don't know. I think he might have got the boat with it in his arm. Maybe John, maybe one of them disciples, he said, before they got on the boat, he said, grab them clothes for this man. Amen. He always provides. Well, he could have made them right there if he'd have wanted to. Amen. That's right. You say, preacher, wait a minute, that don't work out. Well, it don't in natural thinking. It does in supernatural, because he's a supernatural God. Yeah. Amen. That's right, buddy. He does things that man can't do. Amen. Hey, but this man, he sat there, his clothes, and the Bible said he was in his right mind. Yeah. You ever saw the day where people wasn't in the right mind? You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they don't have no grace. They don't have no grace. If God took his grace off me, I'd think like a cuckoo bird. That's right. God took his grace off of me. Amen. I'm amazed. I just say this. I'm amazed at what can come out of a mouth of a saved man and say, where did he learn all that at? Grace. Amen. That's right. I can hear somebody pray. And Brother Robert there, I can hear him pray. And Brother Robert, he don't have a great reading ability, but I know one thing, he knows God. And you know the thing about it is, I can say, well, where did he learn all that at? He didn't at the university, I'll tell you that, amen. He learned it from God. And when God saves a man, he puts him in his right mind. And the right mind's a spiritual mind. He thinks about what God's done and the glory of God. Hey, the right mind is a sound mind. Right. He thinks right. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to get everybody to think like me. That's not what I'm up here for. I want you to think for yourself, and I want God to show you the truth. If he don't give it to you, what you going to say when somebody else asks you how you think about something? Well, my preacher thinks this. What about you? I mean, God's got to interpret something in your mind. I'm not trying to get you to think like me. I'm trying to preach that the Holy Ghost that gets you to think like God. How he views it. Amen. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Praise God. That's what teaching is. Teaching is giving the truth out that you can think about it, thank God, and apply it to your life.
Amen.
Amen. That's why I enjoy it, because it feeds my soul. When I'm around Jesus, Mary sat at his feet, and the Bible said, thank God, when she sat at his feet, Jesus said she's chosen that which is needful, that can't be taken away from her. Martha's washing pans and pots and cooking, amen, I don't know what they cooked, but they was cooking something, and they was all busy about that, and she said, just cumbered about it, the Bible said, and the Bible said, Jesus said, Martha, Martha! He's cumbered about many things, but Mary's chosen what's needful. She's sitting at my feet. Amen. I'll tell you what. Ladies, it's right to wash your clothes and cook the meals and all that, but it's a whole lot better for you to sit at the feet of Jesus. I don't think there's a spiritual man in the house of God that if he come home and there's dishes in the sink, and he walked by the dishes and heard her in there crying out to God for his soul, I don't believe he'd ever say one thing against it. Amen. He'd say, thank God. If I come in thank God I had to come in. I seen a house wasn't clean as I thought it ought to be, and I heard my wife in there begging God and been in the prayer room. You know what I say? Thank God she's a thinking right. Amen. That's right. I'm not talking about this slowfulness. I'm talking about somebody, thank God, that's got a mind that's set at his feet. And buddy, I'm telling you, when you get born again, God gives you desire to set at his feet. And I'm telling you, when it's set at his feet, you learn some things. Amen. You know why people are so unrestful today? They ain't at rest in Him. Amen. You know what got me at rest when I was a kid? A paddle. If I wasn't restful, I was a rascal. I told y'all that. I mean, I was always into something, coming up with some old mess. They say, how'd that happen? How'd that get out of you? The rod of correction. You get in there, boy, and do that. If you didn't do it, you'd get corrected. He loved me enough to correct me that I would do it. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Praise God, friend. These people say, well, he said, I just can't get them to sit still. Well, why not? Children are still the same. I was the same way. There ain't no youngin' in here. Ain't nobody in here. I'd go in that far and it probably had as much mischief in them as I did. When the Holy Ghost come in my life, son, he said, sit down. Yeah. Amen. That's right, didn't he? Didn't he set you down? Yeah, amen. He said, here's the Bible. Sit down and read the Word of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you what, it don't matter whether a child gets saved, a mid-aged man, ain't got an older man, they got set down. Amen. They're still got children ways, and we still got ways of our first daddy Adam. But I'm telling you, we got a greater one than us than Adam. Amen. Listen, Adam and all, and Adam all die, and in Christ all made alive. Alive to what? Alive to God. What in the world you mean alive to what? What do you think that prodigal, when he said he's alive again, he said he's back alive to me and my fellowship. He's away from it. Now he's home. Praise God. I told you about that with Levi that day. I was up there at Wendy's. I said, we was talking about praying. I said, well, Levi, if a man ain't close to God, God won't hear him. I said, if your daddy right now is about, he's about 10 miles from you. If you started calling on him, he couldn't hear you. I said, the further you away from God, harder it is to get a hold of him. But when he's walking with you, you can say, hey, Father, in the name of Jesus, I wonder if you'd touch me today. He said, I'd be glad to. You know why he can hear me? That's right. He hears me. You know why? Because I'm walking close to him. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord won't hear me. That's what the psalmist said. I said, now when you get home, you talk to him, he'll listen to you. Listen to what I'm about to say. You got to get where he's at. I know he said he'll never leave you nor forsake. Yeah, that's one of the most quoted verses in the Bible. Ain't God, because it doesn't comfort us. But the thing of it is how close are we to him in our life and fellowship? And thank God we can get a hold of him and talk to him. Ain't God, because we're sitting in the place he can hear us. Yeah. Right. Now listen, if I believe we got a lot of good prayers in here, but if I believe in my church people to pray for me, if I call on you to pray for me, you know what I'm thinking? Well, he's close enough to touch God. That's right. You wouldn't think everybody can touch God. I mean, but I believe everybody's saved has the opportunity to be as close to God as I am or anybody else is. And I'm not saying I'm close to him all the time, but I, thank God, I want to be in within hollering range. Amen. I mean, somewhere down the line, you got to be close enough to him to hear you. Yeah. Amen. And if you're sitting at his feet getting his word, you can talk to him. Right. You in the other room. Amen. Now, I'm pretty sure, Brother Keith, in the houses we live in, we're in range enough that we could holler enough to hear one another. But you start backing off and going other places away from him and going where you ought not go. God's long-suffering. If he wasn't, he'd done had me in a graveyard. I know that's right. You say, preacher, you got that right. You too. Amen. He's long suffering. Listen, you got, I'll tell you how you serve God. Your conception of Him. If you think God's sitting on a throne up there with a whip in His hand, you got Him misrepresented. If you want to see what God's like, look at Jesus. That's exactly how He is. He's compassionate. He's loving. He's our friend. You can tell Him anything. He knows it anyway. Amen. That's right. I can talk to Him closer than anybody. Listen, I got some close friends in this life. I count you as my friend. I've said this and I believe it's right. A friend can talk to their friend and they can have it between them. Like if you come to me and said, preacher, I need to talk to you about something. I'd say, yes, sir, brother. He said, no, I really don't want you to think bad of me. I said, and I'm thinking my mind. No, I'd have to think bad of myself. Can I tell you something? There ain't nobody above nobody else. Amen. Now, these people's always looking down their nose at somebody and say, well, they ain't nothing anyhow. Well, you not. That's right, ain't it? A lady told me, I told you this, a lady told me I was preaching the other week and I told her about the battles I have. Y'all ever have any battles? You in the world that what I'm preaching about, you have battles. And I'm going to tell you, the battle comes from the enemy. The enemy, Satan. He wants to devour you, destroy you. He can't. He can hinder your testimony. He can hinder your walk. He can't destroy your soul if you're born again. She said, I'm glad to hear you said that because I thought I was the only one going through it. I said, well, there's a verse in the Bible that said, no temptation taking you such as common to man. Everybody goes through it. Here's the thing. If you've been saved, know where you at. You think you could have a shed fit if you ever figured out your position? It don't change. You know what you do? You'll come in here, praise God, you have to go, glory to God, hallelujah, praise the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Then if you come in, you ain't done as good as you ought to that day, and you come in, you'll say, who are you in? Does Christ change? Does your position change? Well, what's wrong? Praise God! If I'm saved and I am, and I'm in Christ, thank God I have the position of a child of God. Amen.
Yeah.
I'll use this illustration. Here's what God says. I'm going to use this money here. God says, all right, you can have it. What you'll do is, that's good. You can have it today, boys. You can have a meeting. Now I'm here, you can have a meeting. That's good. You can have that money. You know how you're going to get it? Take it. The whole table spread. It's up to you whether you want to eat there. I've said this about tithing, giving, however. You can take it the way you want to. God ain't up there judging you because you don't give. You're just missing the blessing. Amen. If you don't want to give, miss the blessing. You trust Him with your money more than you trust yourself. It's hard to trust people, ain't it? I won't give you this now, and I want you to give it to old so-and-so. Go ahead and take it. Take it!
All right.
Huh? Lord God, offering plate coming by. My hands are sweaty. Lord, I don't know if I can trust you or not with it. He said, all right, I appreciate that. I'll double that. But you know what? It ain't hard for us to go down to the bank and put it in there. Say, well, I'll put my money in the bank and I'll make a little bit on it. I trust the bank to do the job. Who's bigger, God or the bank? I'm trying to teach you something. I don't know how I got on all this about that man got them devils cast out. But I'll tell you one thing. When he gets you sitting at his feet, he's going to teach you something. You can't sit at his feet and him not teach you.
Amen.
That man said, thank God. And then, you know what? Here's the thing, Brother Joe. When Jesus was going back to get on the ship, Brother Keith, this man ain't saying, he's saying, let me go with you. Please let me go with you. Please let me go. I won't go where you're going, Lord. I mean, I won't go where you can. Please let me go with you. And Brother Jesus said, no, I want you to go back and I want you to tell them back at your house. I want you to show them back at your house. Hey, I want you to show them what I did for you.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, our church, our family and church members would get under conviction if they don't have God, if you'd have a Holy Ghost fit every once in a while. Well, y'all be a candidate for that. You know what he said? He said, I want you to go back. I want you to go to Decapolis. Now, far as I know, and Brother Joe, I know you study the Bible and all you men, far as I know, and what I've read, and I hadn't searched it out diligently today, as far as I know, he looks like he might have been the first witness back in that town. Decapolis. He went back in and said, hey, I'm going to tell you about a man. Boys, I was in the worst shape a person could ever be in. I mean, I was full of the devil. I mean, I was full of the devil. I mean, I cut myself. I was running around naked. People from the town come up here and try to talk to me, and all they want to do is try to reform me and give me a church membership and put a robe on me, and I tore it off, and they couldn't do nothing for me. Then one day, thank God, a man by the name of Jesus got off a ship. And look at me now, what he done for me. He said, I want to tell you, he can do the same thing for you if you'll trust him.
Yes, sir, he will.
You know what we got here tonight? A bunch of ex-Gadarenes. You might not have been cutting yourself, but I'll tell you what, you was unrestful. You might not have been running around naked, but I'll tell you one thing, you was naked before the eye of God. He didn't see no good in you. I'll tell you what, he loved you. Amen. He loved you. You didn't know about that till he did save you. After he did save you, you found that out right quick. This man done something me nobody could do. And you know why he done it? Because he loved me. Thank God, that's good, ain't it? I'll tell you, son, you'll never find no love greater than Jesus. Never will. See, I got him in me, so I love you. You know what I mean? You my brother. That's right. That's the way it is in the church.
Yeah.
Amen. This is a family. This is a knitted together body. Amen. Ain't nobody loves a sinner like Jesus does. That's right. Everything's available for the child of God sitting at his feet, clothed in his right mind. Isn't that a blessing? You say, preacher, when do you feel good? When I'm in my right mind. You ever get out of your right mind? Yeah. When I get mad, I do. Don't say nothing about that. Any man sitting at his feet in his right mind. You can't have a right mind mad at everybody. Amen. Said, I was doing pretty good till I got up. Amen. And then they said, I was doing pretty good till I got around people. They drive me crazy. Amen. That's right. But I'm going to tell you what, he can put you in your right mind. And we can be as peaceful and joyful and loving.
That's right.
And adversity comes our way and people say things about us and we'll say it and the Lord good. A soft answer turns away wrath. Grievous words stir up anger. And we can just get to talking about Jesus, what he's done for us. And you know what that does? That gets off on people and convicts them, shows them where they at with their own sin nature. Amen. You know what the church is lacking? I'll tell you what the church is lacking. Just the joy of Jesus. Just the joy of Jesus. That's what they're lacking. Just joy. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. He can save anybody. Anybody is a candidate to get saved. I don't care what it is. And I'm going to tell you what he'll do. When you get saved, you'll sit at his feet You'll be clothed in His righteousness. And you'll have a mind for Him. And that's what it's all about. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I know Him tonight. Amen. What a God. I can't get over that. I mean, it's amazing to me. This is what He did. And you say, preacher, explain it the best way you can what happened to you. I will. He stepped in my life. He said, I'm coming in. I said, that's what I've been wanting, but I didn't know how to get you here. He said, well, I'm here. He said, you won't be the same for this day forward. Amen. That's right. And I hadn't been, buddy. Amen. He makes a difference. Amen. Thank God for it. Let's stand. I thank you for coming tonight. Bless your name, Lord.